NATO launched Arctic Sentry to reassure leaders in the US and Europe that it could maintain high levels of vigilance in the area. Although weeks later, there was further friction when NATO members declined to offer help in the US conflict with Iran, refusing to send warships into the Strait of Hormuz.
Because we don't need them, but they should have been there.
That's reinforced Trump's view of a one-sided alliance, prompting a now familiar refrain.
But we weren't treated well because we did something in Iran. We don't need anybody's help. I didn't even want their help. But before I asked, they said they wouldn't be there. But, you know, why are we spending hundreds of billions of dollars and they're not there for us? We've always been there for them.
This is Coalition Warship Foxtrot 310, operating in support of the United Nations Security Council resolution.
Allies hope promises to increase their defense spending will help smooth the way as NATO members meet. But leaders know, based on recent experience, under the surface, tensions could easily emerge. Richard Gaisford, Al Jazeera, Washington.